Hey, mister. Hey, mister.
What's happening, my peculiar funny friends? This is, of course, Alex Rogers. And before I get into what today is all about, which is, of course, a celebration of the cold opens, the whole reason I did that little, hey, mister, at the top, This what I'm about to say has nothing to do with nothing. It has nothing to do with this little mini episode right here, and I just had to say it because it struck me as very peculiar and odd. You have there's this anecdote, the story, I believe, whatever. The story goes that a gentleman who played Superman back in the day, George Reeve, I believe, no, Reeves. It's Christopher Reeve who would play him in the movies, but George Reeves, who played him on the TV show in the 50s, right? Earlier, maybe 30s? You know what? It's got to be earlier because it's back when it was called Hollywoodland. So we're talking like it must be like 30s Hollywood, right? Anyway. Story goes that he was doing like a little publicity appearance and all the families are going crazy and the kids are like, wow, it's Superman. And some kid walks up to him with a loaded gun and says, hey, Superman, can I shoot you? And here's this actor who just plays Superman. Why would you want to do that?
You know, to see if the bullets bounce off.
And apparently he realized, well, I can't suddenly freak out, and I can't take away the gun all quickly from the kid, and I can't cause a commotion, because then all these other families here, their hearts are going to be broken, that Superman must therefore not be real. So the story goes, well, if you shoot me, you know, maybe one of the bullets will bounce off, and we don't want that to hit anybody else, maybe you or any of these other kids. Now, would we?
No, I guess not.
And then he kind of, then slyly and smoothly, then got the kid to give him the gun, and we averted disaster that day. Well, it's a sweet story, and everyone talks about how what a class act. The guy suddenly is in a dangerous situation. He cooled it off, and he even protected the innocence of the children and the families. What we don't talk about is what the hell is a psychopathic kid doing with a loaded gun? They never talk about like how the hell? Well, it's the 30s. Probably kids found their dad's guns way easier back then, and this one went to a public event with it. But I love how we just talk about the cuteness of this. I'm like, hey, what about that kid? Is that kid still alive now? Some old man?
I almost shot Superman. I was that close. God damn it.
Well, before I make an entire meal out of that, let me bring us back to the main point. Hello, my friends. This is an unofficial episode, as we do whenever we are usually between the numerical 9 into the 0. So whether we're on episode 29 or 39, or in this case, previously it was episode 49, it's times like these that I like to release to you all a cold open collection. And this one is Cold Open Collection Volume 5. Wow, wow, wow. 5, and we still alive. So I want to give thanks, of course, to all the great people at Wild 7. Thanks to them, I would just be babbling away in my room with no point. Now I can babble away with some point, and that's because of Mr. Nas Red, Ms. April Mendoza, and Mr. Chris Trull. And I want to also remind you all, you wonderful listeners, that we have a lot of really good things happening at Wild 7. It ain't just my show, in the words of Alex Rogers, or It War, as we like to collectively call it. I'm also part of a podcast through Wild 7 that I'm very excited because we just launched our first episode of season 2 of Storyscapes. And if you're not familiar with that one, I recommend checking it out. It's a great audiobook series in which I narrate various fiction from times immemorial and memorial. And we do lots of cool authors you've heard of, like Edgar Allan Poe, a few sci-fi classics by people like Ray Bradbury and Philip K. Dick and Kurt Vonnegut, and even a few surreal, rare, strange little goodies and tidbits from all over the world. So definitely recommend that for a fun audiobook series experience. And that ain't all. Oh no, that ain't all. Debbie and the Devil, written and directed by Mr. Nas Red, it is available for purchase and rent at our website. And let me give that to you right now. All these shows and the film and everything else that I'm talking about here, they're all available on our website, which is wild7studios.com. WILD number 7, STUDIOS.COM. And you're going to find Debbie and the Devil, our horror feature film. Some people are calling it a horror comedy, and I ain't going to argue with that. And keep your eyes peeled. You might see a little someone who's been talking your ears off all these many an episode. Oh, yes, he's there too. Also, we have a web series, En Español, hijo de puta. this is written and directed by April Mendoza, and she created a web series, a telenovela series, called Amigas. And I'm in it as well, folks. I play the part of Güero, which for those of you who know some of your Espanol, that means white boy. I mean, who better? Come on now. I mean, that's typecasting at its perfect pitch. I was born to play El Güero. Porque soy El Güero. Por supuesto. And so, yeah, I highly recommend that one as well. It's funny as fuck. And it really hits all of the beats and the thematic moments that you would find in a telenovela series. Telenovela. Am I saying that right? Telenovela. Okay, well, yes. Point is, you're in for a really fun time with that. And let's see. Anything else? Oh, and of course, Simpin' After Dark. My goodness. Ashley Mendoza, who goes over lyrics and life. And breaking down current songs and also relationships. Things that we currently do in relationships and, of course, age-old themes found in relationships. It's a really, really good ear and eye-opening show. I think it's for both ladies and men. And I would say as a man, you can learn a lot about yourself listening to this show. And, watching it, I should say, too. Ashley's show is also visual. I think you can find that on YouTube. And lest I forget, Mr. Nas Red has also opened up his own new podcast, which you can, of course, find on the website, and I think it's also on YouTube. And that's called Mr. Red's Lair. And, you know, there he is in his lair, and he breaks it down for you. And he keeps you freaked out and intrigued, just like the rest of us. So, yeah, we got, we really do have a cool parade of fun things happening. And it's really exciting to be around all the aforementioned folks because their creativity certainly keeps me creative as well. And so, yeah, please take some time and some rhyme to check out all of these wonderful things. Oh, and a special shout out to the Lady of the Cosmos, Inca Rose, who not only crafted the music that we hear at the top and end of each of these episodes, but she also has been an incredible and continues to be an incredible ear and aid. So, a hearing aid? No. She has helped me incredibly with this creation of these cold opens. And whenever I need to run a funny idea or see if it actually is sticking, not just in my own brain, but in someone else's, I often run it by her, and she does not lead me astray. And with that, my friends, let's get into it. Here you go. Cold Open Collection, Volume 5.
I'm offended.
I'm offended that you're offended.
I'm offended that you're offended that she's offended.
She's offended that he's offended that they're offended. Now I'm offended.
Offended. The game everybody can play and nobody can win.
1 + 1 = 2.
Dr. Van Helsing here to see you, madam.
Oh, yes. Oh, do send him in.
Lady Mina will see you now, sir.
Welcome, Doctor. I'm ever so glad you're here.
And I am ever so glad to be here. Oh, Mina, you are the very image of womankind, the paragon of beauty, and the zenith of grace, whilst I am unfit to be a man in the presence of your ladyship. Women recoil when they see me, and children weep when they hear me. Oh, Mina, look upon me. I am but a base knave, a rascal, a ruffian, a fool, a clod, a geck, a gull, a whoreson dunderhead, a fetid carbuncle, a pimple unworthy of its pus! A pox upon me! A pox! A pox, I say!
Yes, yes, all right, get on with it! Aren't you supposed to be here to kill some vampires?
Kill some vampires?
Yes. Aren't you Dr. Van Helsing Vampire Killer?
No. I'm Dr. Van Helsing Bitch.
What's up, baby cakes? I wanted to see what's up, pup pup, and maybe we can get a little yum yum yummy sometime for our tum tum tummy sometime, and you know, see what happens. Call me. Hey, come on, girly furly merly, why won't you call me back? I thought we had a little connection plection section, know what I mean? Call me back. Dee 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 dee. Meep meep. You made the biggest mistake of your fucking life not calling me back. Good luck sleeping peacefully tonight, because you're not! I will fucking come over!
End of messages. And if I were you, I would lock every door of your house and get very good at using a weapon.
Oh, God, it's so early. Oh, God, 4:30 in the morning, and we're actually working. Hey man, don't you ever get tired of these early shifts?
Not me, mate. What, and miss the glory of the dawn? You've gone crackers. Now me, I rise every morning perpendicular to my bed at the crowing of the cock. I jump up and down to shake off the cobwebs, then it's a cold shower and a hot breakfast. Coffee, bangers and eggs, beans and mash, toast and marmalade. Marmalade, I like marmalade. All while reading aloud from the front story of the Morning Post. Then it's out the door to work. But not before a kiss and a squeeze to Mrs. Milligan, that's me wife, and not after a belt and a boot to Mr. Lowry, that's me landlord. A ride on the bus, a jaunt through the park, and a brand new carnation for the lapel of me freshly ironed suit. All within 3 minutes of starting me shift.
You have a lot of energy.
Hey, Johnson, I don't pay you to talk to yourself, all right? Get back to work.
Well, no, I wasn't talking to myself. I was talking to... Where'd he go?
The magical Cockney co-worker. Coming to Alpha Beta Gamma this fall.
When I grow up, I'm gonna be a superhero, and I'm gonna help the police force so they can help the people better.
And who are you today?
I'm a marketing research consultant for a research marketing consultation company.
When I grow up, I'm gonna have my own organic farm, and I'm gonna protect the animals and help feed the world.
And who are you today?
I'm an office administrative regional technician account executive for a non-profit profit-making corporation.
I'm gonna go to the moon.
And where are you going today?
I'm gonna go get high.
Well, you can't blame them, can you? There's a simple reason why they can't be what they wanted to be. Money. I have all of it, and they don't have enough of it. And neither will you. That's it. No product, no plug. Just a reminder that you're all under my command.
In the words of Alex Rogers.